What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year, Rodrigo, Lisa, Phillips, March and Rizzo running late.
It's raining here.
Happy New Year to the crew.
What's up, everybody, man?
Chilling, dog.
Oh, man. I had a great New Year's Eve, man. I first time in I don't know how many years, I didn't have a comedy show to go to, or we're about driving for an hour to Ontario and then driving back.
It's been Ontario for like the last 5 years, right?
But on Christmas Eve, we had a good time. We Philip was over and Isaac. And Isaac's ex-girlfriend now, I guess.
Oh, damn. That sucks. Huh? You bring her for Christmas.
It's all her fault.
Oh, man, that sucks.
She robbed him.
Oh, my God.
She said, go get me a glass of water. And she came back, took money off on the wallet, bro.
She took money from his wallet.
$100.
$150.
Wow.
And he left her right then and there. He ran. I was proud of him for sticking up for himself and, like, just not putting up with it.
And usually that happens, like, later in the relationship.
I probably would have ate it.
Really? You would have, like, gone back to it?
I would have, no. I would have let her do it and then, like, you know, cut off all ties. You know what I mean? Not, you know what I mean? But that's good that he did that, you know.
Oh, he left immediately, and he said she was standing in the rain begging him not to leave, and then he sped off. He said, move, or I'm going to run over your fucking foot. Said, don't ever use your car as a weapon, Isaac. Don't threaten that.
I would have had sex one more time.
I think they had probably done it.
Take something out of the house, and then they would come back, and it goes... Because this is like the cheapest thing I ever spent $100 on. But I've never had a woman rob me remember. Or maybe it happened, I didn't know. The child support count. And
that's a state.
But I was with a comedian. I don't know if you were there. We were hanging out with a comedian, a big comedian. And we were all hanging out at the hotel room in Ontario, I guess. It was in Ontario after the improv. Mm-hmm. And then there were these two girls. And then one girl was like dancing, right? And then like the main comic, the one I was opening up for, that fool got all mad. He goes, stop dancing, bitch. And then like, I guess he had like a bad memory or he just remembered. I thought we met those girls that night. Apparently the headliner, he already knew that girl from previous dates. I didn't know. Cause I have met the girl that I was hanging out with on MySpace. That's how old school it was. Damn. She was the first person I ever met on MySpace.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
That girl.
So that girl.
Oh.
And anyway, so that girl, we were just cool, right? We shared the same birthday. And anyway, that girl that was dancing all freaky and horrible, she ended up stealing money from the comic I was with a week before.
So he already knew the bad news.
But he didn't know, but he just remembered. But I guess he was holding it back, I guess, to be cool with me. But he likes his girl. I don't want to fuck things up, I guess. That was nice. But nah, bro, forget that. So this fool said, bitch, you took $60, $80 out of my wallet. And then she said, yeah, I left you a note. I told you I took it. Come on, man. If I would have really wanted to rob you, I would have took the whole everything.
Just cab fare or what?
So she left a little note that said, took your $60 and $20 for Tommy's.
That's funny. It sounds like your homie that struck again. Though.
Yeah, bro.
Struck again.
So she took the money, dog.
She left a note, though.
She left a little note.
I think that's more honorable than just taking it.
Because
he confronted her about it, and she said, I didn't take any money. Like Seinfeld, no, it isn't.
She copped to her own. She was dancing. Yeah, I took it.
But then, no, at first she said no. And then he was like, where's my fucking money? You're the only person in this room besides me.
He's bold.
Isaac.
And then she went to her closet, pulled out the $150 and gave it to him.
So she was at her house?
Yeah, she was at her house. Damn. I know. She went right into his. I mean, that's unforgivable. Isaac is really, he does not, you know, and the thing is,
man,
she was really.
What's up with young women these days?
She was really, she's Jewish, so she was trying to really push.
Kanye tried to warn him.
Well, that's not funny. She was really concerned about the fact that, like, I wasn't religious, right? And I didn't want to get into it too much, but she's asked me all these questions. The first time I met her. Wasn't she asking me a lot of questions, Philip, at dinner?
She asked me what part of Mexico I grew up in.
Oh my God, show him the map, dude.
I said Boyle Heights. By way of East Los Angeles.
I mean, California was Mexico.
Isaac's little Miklo, my son.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, his girlfriend, so she's Jewish and that's fine, whatever. I don't care about anybody's religion. I don't care if somebody's super Christian if they want to be. I don't want it to affect me. And that was my point. I was like, well, I don't want to affect anybody's life.
Is she like, you don't have a tribe or something?
What's up?
But he's mad dogging her the whole night.
No, I wasn't though. I wasn't, but she kept taking Isaac to his room, like wanting to go see the... Who knows what they're doing? I don't know.
But anyway, she was just nervous around us.
She was nervous, but like.
But I mean, but I don't.
This is
the
time to talk. If you're gonna be nervous,
yeah, especially like on
Christmas Eve. Yeah. I know.
If you're gonna be nervous at my house, be nervous, but don't be nervous with a blanket on your ass.
She did have a blanket.
Just be nervous.
You can already hide underneath the blanket already.
If you like have a blanket, if you're using one of our blankets to cover yourself on my couch. You're not nervous, bitch.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, but she's really concerned about, oh, well, I would want Isaac to convert or whatever. And I was like, well, he can be whatever he wants. And then she's like, well, why didn't you raise Isaac with any religion? And I said, well, I didn't want
to. Whoa, dude.
I don't want to indoctrinate him.
She converted that $100 bill, though,
right? In any
way,
I said, but I know a lot about religion, and I've answered lots of his questions, and we talk about religion a lot, and it's very interesting to me, but I'm not religious. I don't believe in God. And she was just like, oh, I believe in God. So anyway, so she steals a few days later, and I don't do that. I say what you want about my son who wasn't raised with religion, but he wouldn't steal cash out of somebody's wallet.
Damn, that is
it's
crazy.
It's just ridiculous. So.
And then getting caught. And then, you know what I mean?
And then acting like he didn't do it and then copying to it. But
a month, 2 weeks earlier, that fool was missing $200.
So she already got him?
Did he
find it?
He said, because he was asking, Isaac knows, he keeps like a ledger of his money. He knows what he's got. And he worked his ass off this summer and into the fall before he got laid off. And he saved a lot of money. And so he paid for
his
car.
Philip, bro. He had to hide money from his mom.
He paid for his car and stuff. And like, you know, so he knows exactly what he has. And cash wise, he doesn't have a lot of cash because he's using the bank and his card and his Venmo and stuff. So he knows exactly the bills he has. And he asked me, he said, did you exchange? Because sometimes I'll exchange money, you know, hundreds and twenties and stuff. And he asked if I exchange money with him. And I said, no. And he said, I'm missing two hundreds, I think. And $200 bills. And he was really adamant about not having done anything with them. He knows they're gone. So he accused her of, did you take those two? You know, she's like, no, I didn't.
She used
take
it to
them.
Buy her presents.
Yeah. Damn, and I said, dude, maybe she used it to buy your, because she bought a Chanel cologne. I think she has a shopping addiction or something.
Dude,
I mean, really, if
you can't cover the spread, you shouldn't be yanking on it, dude. That's crazy, dude. So she wanted, she wants a dude with dough, right?
She related to your landlord, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She got me good, dog.
Did she actually end up keeping that money?
Yeah, I couldn't.
How much was it?
$1,700.
You could have gotten her. Isn't that grand theft over 900?
Yeah, over 1,000.
Over 1,000,
right?
Yeah.
But I was just like,
oh, my God. But there's no way to prove it because it's cash.
No fucking way, dude. But yeah, man, that is crazy that like the girl's so bold to do it like so early and quick. Like
you should have had a photo to the police of the landlord, bro. Look, one day, no braces now.
But you know what? Come on, that's bold, huh? Oh, dude.
You think she's done that before?
Maybe, dude. It was her
house.
From
her parents' house.
Like my whole, I never even checked around if she had cameras and shit in there. You know what I mean? I never even jerked off in that room because I just didn't know. You know what I mean? It was just a crash pad, basically, dude.
I tell you about this guy, right, that I used to know. I knew him through a mutual friend back in the days. And he said that his landlord was stealing money from him, too. I don't know if I told you. His name was Steph. And that fool put a camera in his house.
And he caught him?
He caught her walking around the room with a pistol.
You told me about that. Who's landlord?
The guy was Stefan. The guy's name was Steph or something like that.
Oh, I forget.
He was friends with Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that with Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, bro. She showed the video.
He had a camera. He put a camera in. I think she got caught.
She got caught, bro, eventually. Yeah. But he ended up being all cool first and then move out, then get her.
Yeah, because, dude, fuck people with guns, dude. They just
imagine, bro, she was walking around with a pistol in the room. Pichi pistolera.
Yeah, it's basically what happened in Friday, Friday After Next, right? She's that lady's going through his stuff, right?
I was she got say, bit by Chico.
She finds the weed.
She's walking around with a gun like she had a haberdashery.
What's up, fool podcast? This not this weekend, but the following weekend, January 14th. I'm going to be in San Luis Obispo, Fremont Theater. Get those tickets. They're moving
fast.
They're sold out. Okay, laters. Okay, man. So, well, there's the big food tour right there, man. And the only days you should be looking at are Tucson, Charlotte, Pleasanton.
Fort Wayne. Indiana.
Bakersfield, all right? And Denver. Because I haven't been to Denver since I froze and almost slipped on ice.
Well, almost all those are on sale. Brea's on sale, by the way. If you want to get those tickets, as a
Denver. The last time we were there was when Johnny Rocket brought his girlfriend undercover.
So that's before COVID.
Yes,
Before
were you there that day?
Yeah,
that was weird. That was weird.
Got her out of a luggage piece.
I know. Just all of a sudden, this girl shows up, but not at the shows. I mean, she was at the shows, but we didn't see her.
I think at the end, I seen a heel or a shoe or something. Like real quick.
She never came to the green room. We never saw her in the lobby as Johnny's coming down for the shows like a normal person.
That's like a domestic violence
couple,
showed
up at the airport to go home to L.A. And we were like, wait a minute, you were here the
whole day
yesterday?
Up a date like that, bro.
It's either a side chick or a prostitute.
But I think she had come from Ontario with him because we left from Ontario. Remember, he was late?
Yeah, he was late
that morning. And we were going to leave without him. We were waiting.
No, that's right. We did because we left Ontario Improv or something.
Yeah,
dude, I forgot.
We stayed at the hotel,
right there. Yeah, and he was late coming down, and we said, "Fuck it, we're gonna leave." And then I think he ran down there, and then all of a sudden we get to the airport. This girl's there in Denver coming back with us. I was like, she's sitting right next to me and Lydia, and I was like, "Hi," and she's like, "Hi," and I was like, "Are you on this flight too?" And she's like, "Yeah," and then Johnny's like, "Oh yeah, it's my girlfriend." I was like, oh, you're here? What? How weird.
It's a casual introduction, huh?
How weird.
He goes.
You usually like, you know, why, you know. Why I don't know.
How do you set up that
so
date?
Weird about that.
You know how I sneak you into my mom's house? I'm going to sneak you into Denver.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe she wasn't the one, and she's not the one, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're that girl, why would you put up with that?
Oh, man? Dude, if I was a chick, I'd be bad. I'd be like, ain't no red carpet, I ain't showing up.
I wouldn't care about the red carpet, but I'm just like, you're not gonna. I have to like hide, basically hide.
The lady in the corner in the darkness,
basically.
Okay, I remember. The black guy, huh? I remember it was cold that night, and we all
cold
were
was
walking.
Ice, it was ice we're all over the ground.
Close to each other.
It was cold.
That
as
means
soft,
that she had to walk alone.
Yeah, or yeah, we were. And I think we were slipping all the way to
with
the
her Timberlands.
Yeah, I don't even think she. I remember she had a dress on and she had like a little his jacket.
So
I
you
think.
Saw her?
Yeah, I think
I didn't
seen
see her at all.
Briefly, like coming in or coming out of somewhere, and then at
was
the end.
Was she with Johnny? Like.
It looked like you, I don't know, like, she looked like a foster kid with him or something. Something like that. It looked weird. Or a sister or a cousin that you haven't talked to
exactly,
in 30 years.
Exactly.
What's up, people? Also, I'm going to be doing a show. This is a show. It's just for the podcast listeners. I'm not going to promote it that much, but it's only for you guys if you're listening right now and you're trying to find a show to do. On January 11th, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store with Sam Tripoli at 10:30 p.m., like right after we end this podcast, we're gonna go to do the show. Sam Tripoli, Rachel Wolfson, Michael Strife.
Michael Strife.
What's his real last first name?
Matt Strife.
Dad, I thought it was a dude from REM, dude.
Yes.
Michael Strife. Matt Rife.
It's
yeah,
his birthday
okay.
today, dude.
Matt Rife and Matt Walker. No, Matt Rife, Rachel Wolfson. Eddie Bravo,
tremendous. Yeah, he's on that one.
Right there, Twister.
There's two other fools on. Oh yeah, and Jason Rouse will be there with his metal teeth.
Oh yeah, Jason.
Go down to the basement and suck their dicks. He's funny. Dude.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Also, Uncle Man's told him, I'll see you there at that show if you want to come, hang out. And man, if you guys bring $1,000, I'll let you guys hang out with us backstage. Eh? Smoke weed, drink. Talk about conspiracy theories with Sam Tripoli. I'm just kidding, people. Imagine.
Flat Earth
Society. That's going to be the next thing, bro. Comedians will be charging.
I think they already do.
Nah.
Not comedians, but you know, it's a thing for big stars.
To hang out like this. Like, I would pay back in the days, like the Dice Man.
Howard used to raffle off seats in the studio.
I do it like for like the, Kiss and shit.
Like the Dice Man, Kiss, Cake, just to roast them for about an hour. I would pay that much, bro, to go hang out and smoke weed and shit. Like to, like if Cheech and Chong would have said, not now, you know, when Cheech had the mustache. And and they would have said, hey,
not
man.
Cheech now.
Not Cheech now, bro. But Cheech now will forget who I am, bro.
Cheech now is, what's the name of him and Don Johnson? What's their names?
That's Nash Something Bridges.
Something Nash Bridges.
That's when he was doing the clean cut image.
Fool, what's the name? I was speaking of Nash Bridges. Guess who told me that he was on that show, bro?
Who, dog? Phil Selman?
No, bro. Worse.
Who, dog? Who's worse than him?
Gary Minkie.
Oh, you're lying, dog. Wasn't he on an episode of Miami Vice or some shit?
No, he told me he was on episode. He was on Nash Bridges.
Really?
He had a recurring role because he was friends with Cheech because, you know, comedy and all that.
Oh, damn. That's cool.
So I went to go look that up, bro. And then I saw a young hand with a mullet as a bartender, bro.
Yeah, dude.
He was the fucking bartender at Nash Bridges.
That's cool, dude. I never even seen the show, but it was like a pop show, right?
So he was the bartender at Nash Bridges?
What? At the show Nash Bridges.
Oh, you mean like backstage, behind the scenes?
No, in the show.
Okay.
Because Nash Bridges was a bar, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it was their last names together.
Come on, you watch Wings? Tell me.
I never watched one episode of Wings.
Wasn't it like in the setting was Frisco or something?
Have you been watching White Lotus?
Nash Bridges. I never
watched. No, but I heard it's a good show and I want to watch it. And everybody that watches it wants to go to Italy. What's up with that?
Well, the second season set in Sicily.
Season 2 of White Lotus?
Michael Imperioli's in it, right?
They go to the spot, bro, where Michael Corleone said, this is a Vanna Benita.
Oh,
where she gets blown up and everything. Palermo,
bro. Where he fucking cut, where Michael... Where De Niro cut the old man. Bro, they were having coffee looking up where he got cut. And then they went to...
Like I said, I want
to
do that.
I want to do that shit, bro. Then they went to the spot where... Oh, bro, they were having coffee. And there's and then where fucking Al Pacino's wife got blown up. There's a car. There it is. There's a car of her inside, bro.
Really?
Yeah, and they're having coffee. There's like a little dummy in
there. That'd be bad, dude, to be right there by that car and take a picture, a little selfie.
What's up, fool? You're appearing to her coming soon.
Hey, I was going to tell you that there's some crazy lawsuits going on right now where I guess the family of the old man where the head on Godfather 2, the horse head, they're suing the studio because it even affected him and affected them. And somebody else is suing the studio. Romeo and Juliet actors from back in the day because they're young. Like, how far are those lawsuits going to get?
What are they suing for?
Because that is for, like, nudity and there were teens and, like...
Oh, the girl from Al Pacino, she was young too, huh?
Yeah.
But isn't the statute of limitations on stuff like that? That's passed
at this point. Yeah, and this
breaking
is the...
Even molestation, it's like 25 years, right?
Yeah, I think crimes against children don't have a cap family. For murder.
Family of late actor John Marley suing Paramount. F.F. Coppola says... He had PTSD from the horse's head in bed. The Godfather.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm not messing with you.
For the horse head, though. Think
yeah.
Wasn't it a fake fucking horse head? Yeah.
Supposedly it was real.
No. The so ASPCA wouldn't have let me? That happen. Okay. It was, what, 72, 74? ASPCA would have been involved.
They said the Marley grandchildren say they were affected by their lives were affected because of that. That's bullshit, though. How could it be?
How are the grandchildren affected?
That's the actor's last name.
How are the grandchildren affected? He told them stories. It was so bloody.
Yeah, see, like, because all those little lawsuits are popping up now again, like in that fashion, like going back and like now we realize we got abused, but on set or during the movie.
Almost, almost, bro. I was affected by American Me, bro. I can't sleep on bunk beds no more.
Dude, as soon as that part came out, my dad fucking popped the fucking VHS out of the fucking player, dog.
For reals?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, how did it start,
No, because we were watching everything, right? And then it wasn't a... But it wasn't even the first scene in jail. It was scene with the woman.
The juvenile didn't fuck with him, huh?
Nah, I guess not, bro. And then it was the one where... Before he goes...
When they're raping the guy, he's having sex with a woman at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. He's going back, and he was just like, hell nah, dude. He popped it off. And then, like, after he went to sleep, my mom let us watch it. She was always cool, bro.
Oh, she didn't mind, but your dad did?
She was like, dude, it's just a movie. You know what I mean? She's like...
She's too mad.
How old were you?
Young. Probably like 9, 10.
9, 10, you can explain. 11. It's just a movie. You gotta explain what that means, so...
I told you guys that when my cousin's uncle got a bootleg version of Scarface...
No, what happened?
We spent all day watching that movie, bro, at my cousin's house. Like, we all got invited to go to
the
viewing, bro.
And the premiere.
Yeah, bro. That fool had a fucking consola, bro. Yeah, one of those TVs. Dude, for real, bro. He had one of those badass TVs, bro. That it had the color adjustment. Now,
don't tell me that fool had a satellite in the back.
It had the color adjustment on the bottom, you know? And it
color
was
judgment?
Adjustment.
Oh, adjustment.
Yeah.
The fuck with
like
the
color is judgment.
Color adjustment, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Like the vertical hole. My lesson
know what
stuff.
I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
And I was, so it was three circles, right? And everyone had a little color on the adjustment, you know? The little knob. So, and they made like a, man, we had a barbecue, bro, for that bootleg movie.
Damn, dude. But see, like that bootleg movie, that's when they, when rentals were expensive, if you stole it or if you got locked,
bro,
right?
Lisa, like $100 at least. Those movies cost $85.
Yeah, no matter what, they're $100.
I was trying to buy my mom a VHS of Pope of Greenwich Village back, or maybe it was Prayer for the Dying, like 1988, 1989.
Damn.
And it was like $95 because it was supply
and
demand. They
even felt heavier.
Yeah, it was just like supply and demand because there wasn't much supply and there wasn't much demand.
Of that particular movie?
Yeah. Not just of that movie. Just VHS. There weren't people buying movies yet. This was like 87, 88, 89, something like that.
When it was new, right
when
after Beta.
When it was new, yeah, right after Beta, when everybody pretty much had VHSs. And you could find some titles in stores, but they weren't selling movies in stores like, you know, 100 copies of Home Alone for $9.99. They
you
weren't
go through
doing
like
that.
A distributor to get that, right? Because you had to have like a business. Or
yeah,
rental
but
place.
Some stores had a few copies of movies that were out. And I was like, Gone oh, my wind. Mom loves Mickey Rourke, you know, so I bought this movie. Or I tried to, and then I didn't have enough money. I realized how expensive it was. But I can't believe it. They're giving them away now, you know.
Oh, hell yeah. So look at DVDs. That shit ain't
they made nothing. Their money back on that. When a video store bought a movie like that and rented
and
out in 7 days,
rented out multiple
they
times.
Made their money that week, huh?
Yeah. Late fees,
they made
dog.
It immediately once they sell it.
No, but
you mean
renting
the video store. Yeah.
What
if it's a hot? If it's a hot one that they want to
never
there,
be there.
I forgot how much rental fees were back then.
They were more than you renting the movie though.
I think it was like $1.99 a day or something like that or something. I don't know.
Because I remember there was specials like 50
cents. Bring that shit back
like,
the next day, right?
Yeah. There was like.
If you come back the next
And then
day.
Like anything else, the commercial movies, there's 20 of them, and like something like the Pope of Greenwich Village, it'll just be like one, three colors. You know what I mean? Dude, fuck,
I remember
dude.
Going there, bro, when the Blockbuster, when the movie came out, nothing, bro, empty.
I mean, there was a family that used to own a video store, and everybody would suck their dick, dude. Just because, not like that, but everybody would be like, oh, that's him. And like, dude, I just remember, dude. I was like, fuck, dude. If you had a video store, that was like a prime business, dude.
Somebody said they're suing them for making Godfather 3. Hilarious.
Don't make fun of that movie, bro. But I like it now.
Yeah, I like it.
I have
a lot.
To watch it again. I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater. And then when fucking what's her face?
It's Sophia, a whole different
Sophia
movie.
Sophia Coppola falls on the steps of the opera house I've and says, dad, and dies. I never forgave them for making
the birth
that
of
movie.
A directing career.
It was they so bad.
Oh, bro, I saw. Look, let's see if you can find this trailer.
Well, I always thought Spike Jonze did the directing for her, honestly. Virgin Suicides and stuff, because she was married to him.
It's a trailer for Karate Kid, and it's the biopic of the Asian dude, Pat Morita.
Oh, really?
Wow, somebody said those sealed
What's
VHS.
It called?
Oh, that's a fake thing, though, right?
But we're gonna show it.
Oh,
what's the name of the guy though? The
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, Pat it's Murray. Called Miyagi, bro. Oh. I saw that shit. I was about to send it to everybody, but it was fake, bro.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
And I was like, it had like a million views, and I really thought it was gonna be a trailer for Miyagi.
Dude, it might start some shit, dude.
You know what else is like that? Okay, James Bond with
Idris
Elba. We saw a whole trailer. But that's not happening.
No, because that was the first talks.
Was that a fake?
Supposedly he was going to replace him, and there was a big old hoopla that he was black.
No, yeah, well, a lot of people didn't want him. But even the Broccoli family just said that they didn't want him as James Bond. But it had nothing to do with him being black.
And I think it's with the same trailer somebody made.
But I was,
when Rizzo gets in here,
ass, dude.
I was like,
dude, what's up? Are you coming here in a canoe, dog?
Rizzo's here.
What's up,
SUV, homie?
What's up, guys?
Happy New Year! Check out this trailer, bro. Check out this trailer. Listen to it. I want you what you think because you're a fan of Karate Kid.
Mean little pal.
Oh, that's not it.
That's not it. That's the real Pat Morita.
You gotta look for Mr. Miyagi trailer.
Oh, it's like a fan-made one, right?
Yeah.
Somebody said the sealed VHS movies are going for a grip now. $75,000 for a sealed Back to the Future VHS.
Wow. Let's start getting into like for storage what? Units.
So it can nostalgia. Like break and warble inside your VCR? No, it's good. You can't watch it.
You were saying something about just a remake before Pat Morita?
Idris Elba and yes. Bond.
Me and Lisa saw a trailer.
I think that's
hold
it,
on
yeah.
to that one. Me and Lisa saw a trailer for James Bond and with Idris Elba starring in it.
Which is my dream.
But the movie, he was not going to be called James Bond, but he will be called 007. That was a trailer I thought. So I thought that was like the
legit.
Like, that was a deal they made. Okay, we're not gonna make James Bond black, but he will be 007.
Like a different agent.
A different name, like maybe Agent BLM.
Huh. Yeah. Agent Mamba.
Play the trailer for Mr. Miyagi. Anyways, bro, when I saw this shit, I got fooled. Eh?
It looks good already, dog.
Check it out, dog. Mr. Miyagi.
They get you with that Sony.
They got me, dog.
Sony and Columbia. I'm going to send them collab, money. Eh?
America is good.
I like white women.
But not like Okinawa Snow Bunny. Everything happens so fast here.
I was taller than the original Miyagi, dog.
I miss you every day.
He's shrunk you with age.
Man, he's already casting me lessons.
We were talking about who would be better as Mr. Miyagi.
I miss the family.
No, that was not my choice.
I miss my inner peace. I don't know how to move on.
How are you going to be doing thumbs something up in the middle of war?
Was never.
Willy, dog.
So, I need my Okinawa karate back.
That's fucking pretty bad, though, dude. Like, with that little trailer.
That looks badass. It's like...
It could be badder, though, dude.
It's like I've always said, they got to make a fucking Mick movie, dude. Like
a prequel.
Yeah, a prequel.
Yeah,
like,
for Mickey.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing with this. This might start some shit and have somebody do something. But that's a badass story, too, dog. Who would play Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey definitely
the Ovad,
needs
bro.
To. What?
Hey, my own is better, man.
Hey, yo, man. He's got to have a...
Man, I'm Jewish in this film, man.
Yeah, who could play Mick in that day and age now?
Cause that's to be like set in like the 20s or 30s, dude. Like,
bro, and then the movie ends with a beat up rocket coming in trying to get a job sweeping, bro.
Oh,
they'll probably cast
a little
somebody
kid seeing him with his dad or
they'll
something.
They'll probably cast somebody like Ryan Gosling or something like. Nah. That. I cannot stand
dude,
Ryan Gosling.
Who else,
that
is
shit thunder. Hey, he's
a peanut.
Oh, that dude from the Hurt Locker.
Well, I say he's a little hurt right now, but
Jeremy Renner.
Renner
hopefully
gross.
He get better, dude.
Oh, he's yeah, he's.
Oh yeah, he's all messed up. He got hit by a snow.
Or that kid from.
I was going to say Mark Wahlberg will be too old, huh?
Too old, dude.
He's too old already.
He'll be his trainer.
But how old was Mick? Like, I mean, because people look older back then.
I never had a manager, Rock.
Every time I show you old flyers,
well,
dog,
in
it's
the
sad,
70s,
huh?
He was really probably
broke
60.
Eight times, eh?
Eight tonight shows.
He's probably in the 70s when that movie was made. He was probably in his 60s at that point, right?
So you got to go back to, what, the 40s?
You have to go to the 40s.
Because back in the 50s, he was in My Favorite Martian, that guy, that same actor. If we're going by the actor's
yeah,
age.
What's his name?
Burgess Meredith. So he was in My Favorite Martian.
He was?
Yeah, he's the Martian.
He's old school, though.
He's the Martian.
I thought he was that guy from Mr. Hands. From
he is. He's that, too.
No, Mr. Hands is a different person.
No, that's... Oh, no. That's a different person. Wait a minute.
So what?
Mr. Hands is My Favorite Martian
no, you're
with
right.
Gilligan.
You're right. No, not Gilligan. My Favorite Martian was Bill Bixby.
That's right, Bill Bixby.
That's the Hulk, right?
Yeah, bro.
So he was yeah 19.
His name is Roy or Ray Walston. Okay, sorry, you're right. I'm wrong, but yeah, the 70s. He was probably 60.
He was actually 70 when
70?
The first.
You're
the first
lying, bro.
He was born in 19.
He was old and fucking
like 90, bro.
He was old in Twilight Zone, bro.
That's one of those fools that was old since he was in like elementary school, dog.
Yeah, so if they're setting it when he was like 20,
he comes
15,
out of World War
20, 2
and like he's
started,
a boxer.
No, I'd say
no
World
that's
War
the,
one.
World War, the first World War.
Yeah, World War 1 was 1914.
The roaring
20s,
Rock.
1915, 14.
He was fighting with bare knuckles, bro.
Because like back in those days, there was a lot of like Jewish like fighters, right? Wouldn't
yeah?
He died in Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
You gotta Rocco.
I'm not really reading the chat today because I don't have my glasses. My reading glasses on a fucking hold.
Uh oh, watch out.
I look like Mrs. Claus. I was telling Philip. You can't help but look like Mrs. Claus with these other things. This is my emergency reader.
A little chocolate, Abuelita.
Ah!
But back then, people aged faster, dude. It was like a rugged, like a rugged 30, yeah, dude.
It depends, too, though, dude.
Yeah. Because back then, everybody had to work 18 hours. Dude.
But if you were a coal miner opposed to a milkman, the milkman ain't going to be that beat up, dog.
He's getting pussy, too, dude.
Yes, fucking guy, bro. People showed up all horny, dog.
I saw a movie, one of those cold case files with a milkman with got murdered, bro.
By somebody. God, that's an old cold case.
Oh, that
dude.
Was. It was set in the 40s, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I was dating a black woman.
And it was a black woman and a white milk delivery guy. And he was in love with her. They fell in love. Yeah. But he was part of this group who ended up being connected to the Klan. And then they raped her and killed her.
Oh,
and
shit.
He was in the room when it was happening. And he was just like standing in the corner not helping.
What's up, fool? How was El Paso?
It was fun, dude. I got there good, and then on the way back, I couldn't find
you. You had a Home Alone adventure.
It was insane, dude. Like,
you didn't think about catching a bus back?
No, that's what I did.
You did?
I caught the limousine back, dude.
How long did it take? 17?
Like 12 hours. It's funny, because I was like, I tried everything I could. I tried getting renting a car, but then what's it called?
They're no
like
credit card.
They're like it's not going too
no
far, you know.
Card.
No, so there's no cars available, dude.
I'm fucking
no
dude.
Cars available. And
I
then,
Ubered myself.
I was about to hitch a ride with this one DJ, but
a
then
DJ?
A DJ, some oh. DJ
that's
man
not
out
a
there.
DJ saved my life.
DJ saved my life.
But he was leaving that night, so I'm like, fuck, dude.
They leave, dog. You didn't want to do the show, huh?
Bro, I took the bus at 10 in the morning.
There's only 40 people. Fuck.
I got back in fucking LA like at 12, dude.
Midnight,
yeah. These guys were taking
a
so
day
many
late
breaks,
and a dollar short,
bro.
Dude.
They were stopping everywhere.
Yeah, that bus stops at every Vallarta, bro.
This fool thought it was his bus, bro.
This motherfucker took a break at McDonald's. He was like, I'm going to leave in 15 minutes. Nobody
he had to take a shit.
Bro.
It took longer than 15, huh?
No, they don't take off in 15 because everybody gets off to order. They're all like a long-ass line. And
they've done it before.
In Tucson.
Tucson?
This
wait,
fool
what?
Said Tucson. What's yeah. happening? Were you
wait,
born
what?
Here, dude?
So because they stopped, dude.
What city?
Tucson.
Tucson.
You never been there, Lisa?
Tucson?
You ever been there?
Tucson?
My ass from Tucson.
It's like pizza.
No, it's not.
Tucson.
Oh, Martin.
Tucson?
You're a mean Tucson
this
Mexican,
is a, this
huh?
This is a new... You know, the people in the chat have like a dictionary for you. Or like a...
Rizzo pizza.
This is going to be a new entry.
So they're by Tustin.
Tuxton, yeah. Wait, how do you guys say it?
It's Tucson.
Tucson, bro.
Tuxton.
The C is silent.
The whole pronounce like the like
Tucson,
a, he's from
your
the Tucson tribe.
Your dad pronounces it like that though.
Yeah, that's
he's part of the Tucson tribe.
Tucson.
You know like when
Tucson.
You know
like
when like
Tucson. Tucson.
You know, like, when Mexican dudes are all like racist, but they're like from Mexico too. It was a fool that lived by Mondo over there in Echo Park. Man, they're mean wetters. It's like, dick, you're
wetters?
A wetter. Yeah.
Like wetback?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's like, dick, you're a wetter, dog.
What's the other one? I heard a woman say that one time, Mom. Oh. Oh,
that's
man.
I never understood why he says
paisa.
Savage. Like,
she
you're paisa.
Said,
you're paisa.
She, oh, man.
Technically.
When we were at Wild Coyotes, oh, man, I hope she's not listening. But remember the manager, bro?
Not in practice,
the manager that went to our show, you know who I'm talking about, right? That redneck lady, right? Okay, dude. One of the twins, she yelled, they were arguing in the back of the restaurant, and she said straight out like this, fuck you, bitch, you fucking TJ lover.
Isn't that a song? TJ Nights.
Oh,
she didn't know how to say it, like, paisa lover or wetback lover.
TJ lover.
Or you love Mexicans. Because all her kids were like half Mexican, half white. She said, fuck you, you bitch. You fucking TJ lover.
I would have collapsed, dog.
TJ
I
lover.
I died, bro. Right, first of all, I figured out what
TJ
the fuck,
lover over there.
I can figure out what she was talking about because I never heard that before.
I've heard that shit before, dude.
You have?
TJ lover.
Who told you that?
Dude, nobody told me. I've just heard it.
Somebody said, I haven't heard
wetters. Since I was a kid, dude.
Somebody said, I haven't heard wetters since high school.
What was the other one? Boot something?
I've never heard wetters.
Boot kickers?
Bootlickers. What?
No.
Bootlicker about paisa about shit kickers.
Shit kick. Well, that's just people.
Texas.
That's just big boots.
Those are the big old diabetic boots in Texas.
What about pepper belly? That was like an old one,
that
right?
That comes out of like.
That's from somebody's bit.
Yeah, that's from. Belly. That's in, up in Smokey. Chili choking pepper belly.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what they call Mexicans, right? Because they eat a lot of
that's peppers, those are right? Like green chili Mexicans from...
that might be a
these
reference.
These are not such bad...
That must be a reference only in Mexican Albuquerque, probably.
That must be like old from like back in like, you know, like those days, right? You pepper belly.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Or like the Beaner one is like whatever it is.
Yeah, Beaner. Okay. Beaner, I didn't hear Beaner until South Park.
Let me call Lulac.
Everybody eats beans, though.
Lima beans, green beans,
I know every ethnicity has Boston beans in their...
chili beans.
Boston beans are good, dude.
You know, I gotta lie, bro. I hate white beans.
Lima beans or no?
No, no, there's two types of the Peruvian beans suck, and so do those lima beans and those other ones.
I like lima beans if they're made right. Bro,
when I was in Mexico, we went over there. We're in Tijuana, Sinaloa. I had to go meet my fucking the guy who baptized me, my godfather.
Oh shit!
And we went to their house.
Do you do that joke anymore? And about mom, that's my godfather.
Yeah, the mom made a stack of flour tortillas, and they made refried beans, bro, with chorizo. But the beans were white, bro. Refried beans that were white.
But I can.
That's
but,
the northern beans, though. Some people use that. I like that.
It makes sense with chorizo, though, to the off color of the bean.
But that's kind of like the Peruvian.
They do taste different.
But the white bean, it makes everything extra creamy. It's almost like you have cheese in it.
She has made white beans.
That's what Cocinero uses.
They're pretty good.
They're good. I've made cheese. I've had those with white beans.
Yeah, I've had those before. Kind of like a cow.
T-shirt lover.
But it's northern. I think it's northern Mexico. Alex is from Guadalajara and from El Cocinero, that restaurant. And he makes all the
that
beans
style,
with three.
That region.
It's refried northern. And your mom adds white beans, northern beans.
Yeah, because we used to know, like, even people from Durango that had like white.
Yeah. They're
navy
beans.
Menudo, dog. You know what I mean?
White menudo.
Yeah, like green almost. You know, my parents are from Zacatecas. That shit was red.
I saw a video on TikTok. Someone made a menudo taco. Like, that shit's wet,
gross.
Dude.
I would dip my tortilla in there, but I would make a taco out of that, like, flabby shit.
No,
just
that's
eat it
nasty.
With my
dude. They're trying to come up with shit.
What you do for Christmas Eve? Did your mom make? No, she made the cake.
She made two cheesecakes. As always, Stephanie thinks they suck. I ate
probably
them.
Do though.
Your
huh?
mom made cheesecakes.
Yeah,
she might be all hating on.
I saw her asleep.
Finally made them. How were they?
They're okay. They're not bad. I cooked them a little bit longer. You know, I think she rushed. You know.
Would you tell her make them like you're making them for your boyfriend?
make them like you make them for Romanesie.
Shout out to Steph. She's had her wisdom teeth impacted, right? She had them extracted today.
No, she was supposed to, but what happened is
she was too loaded when she got through this thing.
The bottom ones, the bottom ones are hitting the nerve, so they she had to go to a specialist.
The X-ray was like sideways almost.
So she has to.
How
go
did
to
she
a
make it to this age without knowing her wisdom teeth is impacted? Did candy. She not know that earlier?
I have no
not
idea.
Candy. It's the way her mouth is built. It's inside her bones.
What the fuck is going on
over
there,
that
bro?
That Filipino bone structure, dude.
She forwarded me her X-ray on.
Isn't that like
Instagram.
Hardcore pain?
Yeah,
when they're impacted.
Yeah, she's feeling the pain right now.
She can't even open her mouth.
Because there's some people that leave the pain forever and let it linger and linger until it's a big ass problem. Fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that football game on Monday when the guy passed out?
I seen it on the replays, dude. I didn't see it when it happened, though.
Lisa told me about it, and I went to go look at it.
Damon Hamlin.
Yeah.
DeMar.
He had
DeMar
a heart
Hamlin.
Attack, dog.
He had cardiac arrest,
yeah.
Which is different.
So young,
and,
what they think happened is that, you know,
the vaccine.
No.
That's
the
narrative on the crazy people, right?
No.
That's why I heard that. Give me some Jim Alex Jones on that.
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, Lisa, it's the vaccine is dropping football players like flies.
These people are so stupid. Yeah, right after he hit his chest on
vitamins.
Somebody's shoulder.
People are stupid, bro.
As that guy comes in like this, right? He takes his shoulder into his chest. But the thing is, they're saying, okay, so it's this phenomenon that every fifth beat, you have a chance.
It's an offbeat, right?
It's an offbeat. And you have it, even if you don't have any sort of like abnormal heartbeat or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Underline,
that it's Chuk-san. Like the perfect storm of like hitting it right when it's in between that kind of flutter. And then it's like, because your heart is an electrical, it's an electrical impulse. Yeah. Like so if you have it. No, it is. Well, that's why they use the defibrillator. You know, is stimulating your heart back to life, which they did twice. By the way, they did a CPR twice for 9 minutes. That's insane. He was dead basically on the field two times, but you know, I have tachycardia. Every once in a while, I get
what?
My heart rate goes up. My heart rate goes up to like 250, and I feel like I've run a marathon for sometimes 30 minutes. My the women in my family have had a heart ablation, which is like scraping the heart with a laser, and it scars it so that it gets the electrical impulses correct, basically. But I still live with mine, and you can counteract it by like you can if you have a if I feel a flutter coming on, I can like kind of push like you're going having a bowel movement, you know. But you kind of push, bear down, and it stops it sometimes, not always.
That shit's happened to me, but I thought it was for being fat.
But sometimes I have, no, but I've had this since I was like 14, every once in a while. But it's not consistent enough to do anything about it. I don't want to go through surgery for that. Wow. But my niece just went through it. She was 18. My aunt,
for that procedure?
70, same thing. They all have this same thing. And it's just like, and it can cause, it can like increase my possibility of having a stroke. But when it happens, like there's this flutter that happens and I feel it. And if I hold my breath and push down, I can stop it from starting, you know? And it's just a maneuver you learn over time. But I can believe that this guy, when he impacted that guy's shoulder and it happened right at the time that his heart time. Was yeah, yeah. like Gosh. Skipping that beat, that it just threw him into cardiac arrest. And he's still in critical condition. He's still like...
He's 24, right?
Yeah. God, man, that's young, crazy.
Dude. Yeah. And I'm sure homeboy hit him hard as fuck, too, dude.
What's up, fool? Yeah, New Year resolution? What? Clean glasses? wash your teeth?
Get him a little rag?
I know, I dropped these.
You're the only person that I've ever seen that the glasses ain't clear. You still look at them like they're clear, dude. That bothers me. Just a little line of smudge. Dude. Fuck that, dude. I feel like I get cross-eyed if that shit's on my glasses.
It feels like those little...
Oh, I hate
those.
I can't even stand
his
it.
His are all fingerprinted up, and I can't.
Dude. I get anxiety, dude. Look. Like, I cannot, dude.
I feel you get used to like those little black blotches
dude, right
that you
before
see.
Before we went to Hawaii, I fucking... my glasses fell, and they got scratched. The whole time, I'm just all bummed out over there with a little fucking scratch on my shit, dude.
What's up, fool? Oh, man. Yo, what you know, New Year resolution, me...
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's it called? Just what's it called? Save money, be healthy, and try to go viral.
Same as last year, huh?
Shit.
I want to get fit, dog. Like, not be a fucking like have a fucking stomach dangling and an ass fucking getting sucked up. I'm tired of looking like a top heavy motherfucker, dog. But not because I just like, dude, just. For the sake of my back.
People say, Felipe, you want to lose weight? Yeah, but not a lot of weight, but just enough to not have a nickname of some fat fool who looks like me. I want people to say, oh, shit, there goes Shea Torres, or there goes a fat-ass Aquaman. Oh, shit, that's the guy from Corpus and shit that does those videos when people are fighting.
Hey, do all the fools from Corpus look like that?
Yeah, is that fucking Javi Luna? Hell no.
That's fucking... Superstar.
Superstar comedy. Yeah. Shout out to Mario.
Mario Superstar.
Yeah, man. Just, I want to work out 3 days a week, and I so far been doing it.
Hell yeah.
Last year, I was going 30 minutes on a treadmill, but I said, you know, that shit ain't doing nothing, bro. So now I'm at 48.
That's good.
Hell yeah, dude.
But you need to eat, you need to increase your protein every day. That's another thing. And reduce the sugar that you're
We're
going
to stick to Tardiax.
Tachycardia.
Stay away from football.
For real, bro.
I'm trying to increase my protein.
I don't even know shit
That's
about protein,
thing.
Bro. Then I started looking up the food that I eat. Bro, everything I ate had no protein, bro.
Well, dude,
I took some good ass sugar.
I took a health class and I got an A. Dude, I took a health class and got an A, and I don't even know shit about protein.
You have to be careful.
Bro, how was that test, bro? What are the five different fruit groups? Dude. Toast.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Tortillas.
Remember that one time we were here like...
Quesadillas.
A year and a half ago, and this fool said something that never hit my head, like chips, empty Tuxa? Calories.
It's all empty calories.
Hit your head for the first time last year?
No, I'm just like, dude, I've just been fucking...
What kind of chips, though? Like Dorito
nuggets? Yeah, those are all... They're chips.
I've been shoveling chips in my mouth since I was like... 7-8 years old.
But most people
calories,
don't think about they don't plan their day about around what I need.
I'm hungry. I'm just gonna get some chips real quick and a soda. And that's
I just ate chips
full.
When I got here.
They just think about getting full. That's it. I just
that's
need
been
full.
My life. Fool.
But it's all empty. A lot of that shit's empty calories.
It's
dude.
So empty.
Be like Monaco Sewer shit. The pre-snack. That fool ate 2 tacos before going home for dinner, huh?
2 taco spots.
Yeah, he cheats on his wife with food. That's it. He cheats on her dinner.
Man, like see, I used to eat a lot too. Like after you're full, and then somebody, fuck it, let me eat it real quick. quick.
Some dessert.
My shit don't even fit anymore, dog. I can't even eat as much as I used to. It's fucking horrible.
Well, that's the thing. Once I hit 45, because I'm 50 now, I'll be 51 next month.
Damn.
Fuck. Anyway, when I hit 45, I couldn't like just drop. No, I was able to drop 5 pounds here and there. You know, if I felt like I was not fitting in my jeans right, you know, I was able to just diet a little bit, work out a little bit harder, and then it would affect my body right away. Now, it takes forever, and the weight is not coming off. I had to cut out alcohol. Now I'm having this drink here, but I haven't had a drink in a week and a half, 2 weeks.
So it's true. As you get older, I'm just cutting out alcohol
because menopause. What I'm read because I've hit fucking menopause. If everybody wants to know. But because of menopause, the alcohol affects my body, my metabolism differently. And it's really screwing with me. And I never had this issue. And I think I'm over beer now. It's gone from my life. And I'm so sad.
Seltzers, dude. Hard seltzers.
Yeah.
Any alcohol at all, but I'm having a little
bourbon. What's up, fool? Call us right now and let us know your New Year's resolution if you have any. Call us right now at 323-UFO. OOL 61, you fool 61. Call us right now. Tell us what your new resolution is. Tell us how you're gonna better your life. Tell us, give us a secret, bro. Tell us what you're gonna do. It's already January 3rd today.
The fourth
January already.
January 4th.
God damn.
Two more days. And
TikTok took me off TikTok jail yesterday. I didn't even know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
What video? What happened?
I went live and I started talking shit about stuff and they just cut me off. I was selling, bro.
TikTok sucks sometimes. Cause
I was saying
dude.
Like this, limit, but I think I was cursing too much.
Oh,
I was
shit.
Saying, "What's up, ladies?"
Have a call.
Yeah.
Hello.
I love these calling shows.
I forgot. I have to get on the thing.
What's up, fool?
Who's this? Let me guess, Mario.
No, it's fucking that lady.
Don't trip.
Oh fuck.
Yes, it's Don't Trip. How's everybody doing?
Happy New Year.
Oh, we're doing good, man. Happy New Year's.
Happy Chola New Year.
Do you say Happy New Year or Happy New Year's with an S?
I see.
There's no S.
I say Happy New Year.
I say Happy New Year's, bro.
Me
New
too.
Year's
There's no S, dude. I saw your tweet and I got all mad.
New Year's, apostrophe S, because it belongs to the day.
Yeah. That's what I say,
no,
too.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Day.
Or New Year's Day. But when you say Happy New Year, it's just Happy New Year. It's just the year. Philip, can you turn my headphones down?
I thought you died.
Can I know it? It's a...
down, yeah.
Don't trip. In Spanish, we say Feliz Años, right? With an S, right?
Feliz Años Nuevos?
No, you say Feliz Año Nuevo.
No, mamen.
Huh. But I think we're including Chinese New Year's, too, you know?
It's still loud, yeah.
Hello?
What's up, Don't Trip? How you been?
I've been doing amazing as usual.
Oh, yeah?
As usual.
Bueno.
As usual. Amazing. So everything I do is amazing.
In my headphones.
How's everything, man? How you dealing with all this weather?
Oh, man, it's freezing, but I'm putting up with it.
I need a calentone.
I need a man to calentar, man.
Ooh.
We're going to get you another warm man.
Did you end up, you haven't gone out with homeboy anymore?
Last time I seen him was a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Oh, that's tight.
Wait, you're still
Birdman.
Like on and off or what?
Yep.
What?
Wow. Look at you. You're
connection?
Even tripping.
So what you got planned for the new year? New Year's. You have any resolutions?
Not at all.
Did you ever go on a double date with her?
No, we never went on a double date, but I did run into the own trip at a comedy show in East LA at Lito's. What a surprise.
Did she try to cut you?
I saw that photo.
She works here.
What a surprise. Oh, shit. What's up?
Part of your New Year resolution.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I had a great Christmas. My kids gave me $600 in cash, and ooh, I went about a gold necklace the next morning.
Yeah, I ain't giving my mom $600
money, but then I just ended up
sitting in it
and not wasting it. So I went and buy a gold necklace the next day at downtown.
That's nice.
Roberto's Jewelers.
Hell yeah, man. At the jewelry store in downtown, they grab you from the streets like they're hookers. Come on, let me show you jewelry.
It's like Canastri.
I'll give
New
you a good price.
Yeah.
And you always think of a good price because they write it down with a pencil.
Good strategy.
They're giving
right
you
there.
The biggest deal, huh?
I go to the jewelry store with a security guard because I know they're going to lie the most.
Wait, what did you say, Don Trip?
I'm looking forward to going to the show in July in LA, right?
Oh, it's in October, I think.
No, isn't that in Ontario? Oh, yeah, that's in Ontario. Which one's in Ontario? Which one's in July? Is it Ontario or LA?
No, I don't think anything. Brea's in like April, though, I think. I don't think there's... Maybe Irvine? I don't know.
I screenshotted it when you guys had it up. And I'm pretty sure I thought I saw...
Oh, she bought the wrong tickets.
Is that on the list, Philip? I don't... Oh, Oxnard is in July.
Oh, that was Oxnard.
Oh, that's close to you?
Probably. And then, yeah, and I see October the 7th. Is that going to be in downtown?
That's going to be Microsoft Theater. Maybe. Not on sale yet. It'll probably go on sale this summer, I think.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys there, and I'll jump on so I can see let anybody else jump on.
That'll be a big show. We gotta. All right. We'll probably have some extra stuff going on that show.
Thank you. Don't trip. God bless. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We miss you.
New Year.
Hell yeah.
Happy New Year's.
1 year.
We're including Chinese New Year's, Armenian New Year's.
That's in February.
Oh, shit. What's up, bro?
What's up?
Shit. What's your mouth?
Who's this?
Who?
Mario from Atlanta.
Oh, what's up, bro?
You Happy always New make Year, it dog. Through. I think you have a like a the bat phone or something.
He does have a bat phone.
every time,
you got
dude.
That Wuhan phone, bro.
What's up, bro? I'm coming to Atlanta with Rizzo.
My first time.
Wait, what did you say, Mario?
Dana White slapped his female.
Yeah, so how come there's not a ton of media coverage for this guy? Okay, remember Ray Rice and him punching his girlfriend in the
elevator?
The elevator.
Because she struck first.
How come there hasn't been she barely struck first. Look, she's half the size of him. First of all, he did this in public. A wife of 26 years, you do this in public too? You've done this before.
Yeah, dude.
That's right. Dana White did slap his wife, and that nobody's talking about it.
He slapped her down.
It's on Twitter.
He bitch slapped her. He slapped her down.
Did Joe Rogan talk about it?
I bet not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't because there's. I don't know if there's a new podcast.
You're talking at the same time. What did you say, Mario?
That's what Dana White got this new promotion, like a slapping thing, like the UFC said. But it's like a slapping, like, you know, the dudes that slap each other.
The slap fights.
Yeah, he got one of those things now. So I think that's why he slapped.
You think
lady.
It's like a promo thing? Nah. You're lying,
that's
Mario.
That's good marketing right there, dude.
I think he promoted his barbecue sauce.
I don't think anybody would choose to slap their wife you, as part of a promo.
You guys don't know my wife. You guys see the video?
She got back up, though. Not, he was a weak-ass punch.
There's a bitch-ass slap right there, dude.
What did she say, bro? She must have said something like, you have a small dick.
Yeah. Something I love worse. Joe Rogan.
I love Joe Rogan.
He said something to her. Well, she was crying already when he comes over. The thing is, we didn't see the whole video before that, but she's crying already when he comes over to her. And then he says something to her, and then she slaps him. And then he hits her. I'm not...
I just see, like...
He wanted to keep going. Now.
Yeah, but nobody really jumped in. They
well,
barely
I think his boys
half-assed.
Know not to, right?
Yeah. That's what it looked like to me. Again, it's not his first time.
Yeah.
It's not his you first don't, or you his don't last. Smack down your wife in public, and that's your first time.
I heard that he said...
After 26 years.
I heard when he slapped her, he said, I ain't Chris Rock, bitch.
But, quick question.
Anyway, not a lot of media coverage.
Quick question.
Did George Lopez ever respond to Paul Rodriguez?
No.
There's a comment, as far as we know, no.
There's a comment right here. I'm not sure if it's real. George Lopez booked Paul Rodriguez for next week.
Oh, for his podcast?
I mean, I don't know if this person is making this shit up. Vital?
I'll look it up right now. Keep talking.
Keep talking, dude. What's up, bro? I'm going to Atlanta next year, bro. Actually, this year.
Yeah, I'm ready.
ATL, dude. We're going to get on that fake-ass Tyler Perry freeway, dude, by accident. It keeps going round and round.
That's funny.
What a well, how you been, man? What's your New Year resolution? To wrestle?
I gotta stop fucking getting speeding tickets and fighting people on the road, dog.
God, what the fuck, dude?
What's going on over here, dude? Stick to the pens and paper and shit, dog.
What happened, bro?
Wait, say that again. You're fighting people on the road?
Yeah, I have a lot of road rage. My New Year resolution is to stop that shit. Stop beating up old people on the road and shit.
Why are you beating up old? I used to shoulder check old ladies in the street in New York. But that's because, you know, in New York, you don't have a car.
She put a little stick on
them, most people don't have a car. But you walk on the sidewalk, and if somebody doesn't fucking yield when it's two of you and it's two old ladies on this side and I'm by myself and I'm going and they're not moving, they're not yielding, and there's only so much space on the sidewalk, I'm fucking shoulder checking them. Because It pissed me off, but then I had to realize, what the fuck am I doing?
I know, right?
I live in this city. These are old ladies walking on the street.
That's what I felt when I followed the guy.
They wouldn't move, and it pissed me off.
That's what I felt when I, after road rage, when I followed the guy to his house. I mean, what am I doing here?
What's next, you know?
I sat there in front of his yard. What's next?
Kick the door in.
They gave me a lawnmower, and I started working, bro.
Easy, Dana.
Dude, I tried doing that one.
Yeah. You should have told that fool, take me to Slutty Vegan, bitch. I don't care, we have to wait.
I tried doing that one time, chasing somebody. Then they turn around and they start chasing me. It was a guy and his son. They threw a water bottle at me, and I got scared, dude. I was like,
you drove back to Tucson. Man.
I did that shit one time. Some fool pulled a gun on me, dog. Never again.
God.
Good, bro.
Almost 300 people watching.
There's nothing to prove, homie.
So what you well, no more road rage. How that must be hard to do, bro. I gotta take a anger management class.
Fucking arm bar over here.
You're gonna draw this guy in the fucking courts.
My daughter's been doing jiu-jitsu. She won on her first tournament. She won gold.
That's awesome, dude.
Awesome. Yeah. You train her or she goes to class?
I'm the next person to meet. Yeah, I train her.
Are you like a stage dad?
Fucking Holly Holmes over here, dude.
She's bad.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, thanks for calling, bro. No more road rage, dog.
Hell yeah. Chill out, bro.
I'm afraid not to, man.
Smoke one, homie.
Yeah, man. I hope I'm waiting to see you this year.
Hell yeah, man.
You can't be road raging on a Happy Joe Metro, bro.
Hey, whoever, who was that? It was Steven Otero, I think. Who, where did you see that George is having Paul on? I'd like
some
to
girl
know.
Vital. So let me see. Oh, I was joking. She was saying, I'm just joking. Oh, my
motherfucker.
God.
Motherfucker. Don't be messing around with that.
Hello? Hello, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Alana from Indio.
I thought she was going to say this is Tuesday.
What's up, Alana from Indio?
Sound like your daughter.
All the way from Indio, bro.
Indio. Alana from Indio.
Desert Highway, right?
Cathedral City.
Desert Hot Springs.
Desert Hot Springs.
29 Palms.
Yeah. Have you like ever that. Used the hot springs over there?
I have, man.
Never.
I have. No. I fart in there. Nobody can smell it because the water already smells.
It stinks of sulfur already.
Don't they?
I went into one of those things while my friend Vacuna, full of pimples, he went in there, bro, and he wet his face, and his face cleared up for 2 days.
That's what I heard. Well, there's minerals and stuff
dude?
In there,
yeah.
too.
I got baptized
but
in there,
But I worry about the bacteria because there are bacteria in all of
from swingers
things.
In there, huh? The
How many toes do you have, Ilana?
Well, if it's not too hot, it won't kill the bacteria.
Oh, really?
That's a problem.
Well, that little scum
warm,
right there dancing in that water,
like,
dude.
Pool for everything to brew.
So how's the India right now? Are they hot or are they raining? Are they flooding? Flood watch.
It's not that
whatever.
Bad.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
How hot is whatever?
Sacramento is not whatever right now, bro. They're flooding, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're closing school today and tomorrow.
Are you serious?
In the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Yeah, it wasn't like
it's bad, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Berkeley's shutting down.
People are trying to drive through foot-high water, 12-inch high water.
Frisco has like, been jacked up since last week,
people
right?
People in California don't know how to deal with water.
No,
they don't understand what to do.
Steve Danner.
So what's your new resolution?
Japanese because I'm going next month.
Oh, good for
to Mexico and Japan.
Yeah, Hong Kong.
To Japan.
Awesome, man.
That's badass.
Wow, what made you decide to go to Japan? Sushi.
I don't know. I just
Bourdain.
To go.
Hello,
my
kitty.
I've been wanting to go for a while.
That's awesome.
Good for you. You'll have fun over there.
Hey, I got a question though.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
How the hell does Don't Trip always the first? Call her in.
She's on she wasn't this time. Wait,
she was.
This time.
She was.
Yeah, I don't know.
She has a podcast on speed dial,
I think
dude.
She has it on speed dial in case we say it. She's ready.
Actually, she's outside with a phone.
She watches it on TV, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't...
She has no delay, dude.
She has five monitors at her house just waiting for the podcast. She's like Batman.
That's funny.
All right, I'm going to get off. Happy New Year,
Happy
guys.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Cool.
Indio, Japan. Wow. I'm gonna go to Europe too, bro. You been watching? Did you watch White Lotus or not?
Yeah. Stephanie, but the show I've been also watching Yellowstone and the spin-off. There's so many fucking spin-offs, dude.
Oh, I can't deal with that show, dog.
1883.
Well, there's 1923 now.
Yeah,
1923, 1883.
Yeah. Fucking 2017. What's up, fool? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, happy new year, guys. Uh-oh. It's Sergio.
Sergio. What's up, dog? From Sergio. Bakersfield, right?
No, from Napa.
Napa.
Oh, this is that dude.
What's up, dog?
He gave me a Raiders jacket one time.
Yeah.
And he took that photo with you. You play instruments, right?
Guitar.
Yeah, and these guys remember everything from COVID.
That jacket looked
you had a show the day of the show that you went to see us, but your show was before our show, right?
No, it was in Uptown Theater when you came to Napa last.
That was when it was about to flood that one time last time.
And he came the second time.
I came the second time, and I had Steve Danner bring my harmonica case.
Oh, that's right. I almost blew on that shit, bro, and died.
Don't blow on anybody else's harmonica. We have
patient zero.
You know what people do with their harmonicas? They stick their tongue in there. They spit.
But Sergio played with farts, so.
No, so anyway, to the harmonica, so remember, huh? I told you, don't stick your lips on that.
So you're a blues traveler or what?
I guess so.
He's a crip traveler.
One man band, man.
Hey, you know, real quick, you brought up Scarface earlier, and it hit home because, you see, back to the Uptown Theater there in Napa, that's where I actually first saw it. And back in the day, they used to have an intermission. I don't know if you ever went to the movies where they had intermission.
For Hateful Eight, bro.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Gone with the Wind.
Malcolm X had one. Gone with the Wind had one.
Godfather 2 when we saw it at the movie theater.
Godfather 2.
1 and 3.
Yeah.
Titanic, I think.
So what happened, bro, to the intervention?
Intervention. No, I was just bringing that up because I had a flashback when you came to Napa, to Uptown. That's how long I've been around. You know, I grew up there and whatnot. And anyways, Martin, you just cracked me up because you brought up Steve Danner. You guys were talking about the flood.
I was like, I hope he's okay, dude. I hope he's not drowning, dude.
Help me, dude. Who's Martin,
He's not good.
It's funny how some people is Martin and some people is like Martin.
Yeah, Martin. Yeah.
I'll think about Big Toes.
Big Toes. Martin.
So how is the brother? Is it flooded or what?
Martin.
Whoa. Did you feel that earthquake or what?
No, I didn't. No, that was too far north. But where I'm at right now, we're going through the thick of it right now as far as the wind.
Still sandbags ready.
And the rain. I don't know how. I haven't been keeping track how's it hitting SoCal. But you're right. Sacramento's flooded. The Bay Area's flooded. Like your wife said, you know, San Francisco. It just can't handle it.
God, look at that.
They called
dude.
This. They said this is a, what did they call it? Atmospheric river.
It's a new
you
river.
You know what an atmospheric river is?
I don't
know what that
an
is.
Atmospheric
I was like, river, cry me a river.
It's like a river in the sky. It is basically, it's almost like a typhoon and a hurricane.
Typhoon.
No,
a typhoon,
it is,
homie.
Where it whips up the water from the rain.
Put a monsoon.
But it whips up the water from the rain and also from the water, the sea.
I'm telling
if
you.
If you're close to the sea.
Those are chemtrails.
And it whips it up, and there's this like fucking river in the sky, and then it just drops.
What did I show you this afternoon? I said, we're waiting for an explosion cyclone.
Cyclone bomb.
Oh. The only time I've seen crazy shit is when we're driving that one time.
What they're talking about?
What happened?
They're in Sacramento because it's a valley. What they're talking about is, believe it or not, tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes. I saw tornado watch this morning when I was looking in Sacramento.
I was going to mention, we drove from Austin to Houston and we seen tornadoes. That's the first time I ever seen them out in the open and like far away. That shit was crazy.
Bro, that's insane. Oh, my gosh.
What's up, Sergio? Still Raider forever, bro, or Rams now?
He's 49er, dude, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
How many Raiders fans up there do you think moved to the 49ers? Do you think
how
any?
I think
Raider,
a lot of people took it personally.
You think any Raiders fans like took it personally and then switched to 49ers?
You ain't going
to
do this to me twice.
Transition.
I mean, the diehards, like
think,
the true Raider fans.
I mean,
never,
okay, I don't give a shit about the
many,
Raiders.
How many
we're used to having different stepdads, eh? The Raiders are used to having different stepdads.
I like the fact that they're over in Vegas because they're closer to us. And now we can go over there instead of 5 hours up to the Bay. But. Yeah, I feel like if you're a hardcore fan, you don't care what state they're in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But did all the LA Rams fans, when the LA Rams went to St. Louis?
They stopped.
Yeah, when they went to St. Louis, were they St. Louis fans? They stopped. Not right?
They stopped, man.
Yeah, and then they come back and they act like, "Oh, we've been fans this whole time."
A lot of Ram fans that I know, they became 49er fans. And then I was like, nah, you know what? That's, you know, you can't do that.
I feel like that's sacrilegious,
no? Not that you can't do that, but you're just on a bandwagon. Just like right now, I get a lot of smack talking because they're like, oh, now you're all Niners, huh? Because they're doing good. But that, you know, that comes and goes with every team.
Goes with the territory.
But thanks for calling. What's your new resolution, bro? You didn't say.
Oh, what's my? No, I actually don't really have one. I don't commit to one because I can never follow through.
You don't commit to a show because you know,
less haircuts.
How do you commit to anything in your daily life? You can't commit to a show.
New harmonica.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if I say it, you know, if I tell you, hey, this is what I'm going to do, I don't do it. But if I just do it and don't even say nothing, I'm still doing it.
Less pressure.
you don't want that extra pressure, Sergio.
What's up, fool? Right. Thank you for calling Sergio from Manapa.
Hey, man. Much love from the Ortegas. Have a good one.
Ortega Chili.
The Macho family loves you.
Jenny Ortega.
And the Ortega family loves you, too. Don't forget them.
We make chili.
Forget about
pepper bellies.
Our next caller is going to be a...
Make salsa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he hung up. What's up, fool?
Call waiting.
What's up, Hector?
No,
this is Roy. What's up, Roy?
I almost believed you. I was like, oh, shit, you're good.
What's going on with old Roy?
It's Roy from The Office, bro, looking for Pam.
Yeah, fuck Jim.
Where are you calling from, man, Roy?
Houston.
Oh, shit.
Houston. How are y'all doing in California, man? Man, it's
47 degrees, bro. We're freezing.
47 and raining. We're gonna die, last dude, few man. Days.
We don't like it.
I can't help to think that's all that because of the shit that Californians talk about the Astros. That's why.
That's all. You guys cheated.
That's what you think caused this weather?
That's part of it, bro.
Karma right there. Instant karma. Okay.
Trash cans and microphones.
Okay. But you know, it's not like in Houston, bro, where it's 100 degrees, but it's fucking raining, dog.
Yeah, humid and shit.
Yeah, humidity,
dude.
Where we at? Vietnam?
Yeah, you got wear sunblock in the rain. Like, what the fuck, dude?
They get that swamp rain, bro.
No, you're in River Oaks.
Nasty.
Like you be walking, bro, you have a leech on your neck.
Yeah, but see, you guys in California don't understand that in other parts of the country,
like Florida, right?
It rains when it's not winter. What you guys consider winter, everybody else throughout the summer, we have like flashes of rain throughout the rest of the country.
We have storm watch 2022.
Yeah. I mean, summer is about tornadoes
California
and thunderstorms if you're
wet,
in the Midwest or New
Orlando,
York, like
right?
East Coast, Midwest.
We have El Nino's
everywhere.
Family.
Yeah.
El Primo,
they
dude.
Relatives. Hey, remember, it hasn't been like this like, El Nino.
You're like, it's raining in July?
Bro,
somewhere?
We got shit here in California nobody ever heard of, bro. We have earthquake weather, bro.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's hot, it's cold. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Table.
All right. But hey, why do people say we have this kind of weather, bro? When are we gonna have like blowjob weather, fool?
God,
nobody.
It was during COVID, bro.
Nobody.
I didn't get it.
Blowjob.
Hey, bro, do you like Whataburger or In-N-Out or Burger King or Fat Burger? So you Burger King
hey,
over Whataburger?
Wait,
right?
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Houston.
Houston.
And you prefer
Houston.
Burger King over? I'm not even a burger
fan. That's a wild
statement, I don't
even
care
man.
About burgers, but. To say that burger.
Too thin at Whataburger.
It's only what?
The patties are too thin at Whataburger and the lines are too long.
Smashburger, dude.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Bro.
Somebody chooses
I like
Burger
this guy.
King
I like
over
this
everything?
Guy. Very nostalgic.
Hey, an aristocrat.
This guy remembers.
A Big Mac being big.
Whataburger doesn't give you a hat. That's why.
get back to work.
This guy has sex in a Burger King bathroom, bro, wearing a crown.
Sick with it.
Hell yeah, bro. This guy's real shit.
Yeah, bro. You're your own, man. Hell yeah, dude.
Because I posted that video in the morning about the guy who loves California and California forever. You know that guy? he said that, I don't know, he always talks about other states, but he's California number one forever. So everybody's complaining at the bottom of the things. Nobody moving from Texas to California. You know that dude right there, play it. Here, you can listen to this, bro.
Dude, I heard there's some.
This is great news. Welcome to California. I hope you have a great time. I do have some recommendations. Number one, on the freeway, in the fast lane, you need to be going at least 85 miles an hour. Okay, some of us are trying to break the law for real, and we don't need to be stuck behind you going 75. All right, if you want to go that slow, pick another lane.
For real.
Secondly, all right, if you don't have a Los Angeles area code or a Bay Area area code, you cannot claim those two regions. All right, if you live in West Covina, you cannot claim LA. And if you're from Sacramento and someone asks where you're from and you say Bay Area, they will stone you to death. That's how it works. That's how sensitive of a subject it is. All right. Thirdly, since you're from Texas, you're going to need to put some stake in the ground and say that In-N-Out is better than Whataburger. That shouldn't be hard. You have taste buds. Fourthly, we know it's expensive out here. It's expensive for a reason, all right? Tornadoes aren't blowing our shit all over the freeway, all right? So go to the beach, eat some amazing food, meet some beautiful people, and California forever.
Amazing food for real.
That fool, man.
That guy's hardcore, dude.
I think he's pretty on point with that shit.
Yeah, but I give a fuck, bro. I've been on the fast lane here in California every day, and people go there and they go slow anyways.
Yeah, because you're just
and there's people from California, bro. Anybody with a junkyard of a truck on a fast lane, it's gonna go 55.
You should not be in the fast lane unless you're passing.
That's what I'm saying.
That is the only rule.
You know, I just learned that this year, bro.
Look, I do this every time I drive.
Passing.
Yeah.
I wonder where they honk behind me. They flip me out behind me.
You go so slow.
It's not for sightseeing.
What's up, homie from Houston, man?
No, let's keep talking about how slow you go.
Yeah, we got two resolutions. I'm going to take my wife, Tara. She's here next week. We're going to go see you in April.
All right. Here. At Jones Hall.
And then my second resolution
dude.
Is to see if I can see you, Fluffy, and the devil down and break. And set up a world tour called Never in Your Life, Rasa.
That's a good one. You guys are a promoter out here, dude.
Weren't you thinking of that tour and you were going to call it the Hell Freezes Over Tour?
The George Hell
Lopez
Freezes
and
Over
Paul
Tour.
Rodriguez.
We're
going to
have Paul
Felipe
George,
and
bro,
Fluffy.
And Willie Barcena.
I will call it that, the Never in Your
Tickets
Life Tour.
Tickets start at 200.
Y'all would just fight. Let's all fight for an hour on stage.
God, this guy knows it. This guy knows all the cheese.
Hell yeah, I love this guy, bro. Hell yeah, bro. Thanks for calling, bro.
You are the king.
Thanks for calling, bro. And say hello to the mattress guy for me.
Mattress King, isn't he?
The Mattress King.
That's the guy that was opening his furniture store during COVID or during the hurricanes, right? Or something?
Free press. What's up, fool? Thank you for calling. Oh, the good one, this guy.
From
Houston, Texas. You know, it's funny because one thing that Texas doesn't have that LA has, a shitload of highways, bro. Because when you're in San Antonio, if you miss your stop, you're back where you started, bro.
So you got to do the loop.
Also, you have like a belt line in Dallas
Houston
and
too.
San Antonio. And
what's
Houston,
up, caller?
Right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Holy cow. What's up?
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Easy, Bart Simpson.
What's up, class of 89?
89.
Looking in the Griswolds right here, dude. What the fuck?
I was born in 89 for sure.
Okay.
Hell yeah, bro.
And Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Where are you calling from, homie?
Santana.
Oh,
another Santana, bro.
Put it together, dude. Not Santana, Santana.
See, bro, there's some people that, like, bro, what do the majority of the people call it? Santa Ana or Santana?
Santana.
My family says Santana. That's how
I've been. I see Santa Ana, bro.
The newscasters say, two people shot in Santana.
Yeah, that
newscasters
knows.
Would say Santa Ana. Yeah.
The Santa Ana winds
Santa
are coming
Ana.
In through.
Yeah, they wouldn't even use an accent saying it.
So what's it like out there right now, bro? Traffic and shit? Floods?
It is wet. It is wet. There's some flooding.
I watch your bio on the news, bro. When they try, when they have nothing else to say about the storm, they say stuff like this: "Storm watch. How would the storm affect the homeless? News at 10." And I'm like, "Oh, they're gonna get wet."
They come up with a graphic for everything. When I was in New York during 9/11, I mean, it was probably by the time I got from Fulton Street Promenade. Okay, let's say that's where I lived during 9/11. All the way over, we had walked across up to through Chinatown to Manhattan Bridge. There's a like an hour and a half walk. No trains were running.
Damn.
We get to the other side. We go to my friend's house, and the news, all of a sudden, there's graphics. This is within an hour and a half of leaving my apartment in Manhattan.
Graphics of what?
Graphics like U.S. under attack, okay, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the Chiron, the little thing that comes across
the
thing.
Like they're trying to get ratings.
All of a sudden. And at first, you know, all the newscasters were like helpful. And I told you, I live downtown and I needed to know like what to do. How safe are we down here? Who knows what's going on? Where do we go? Like there's no information. Howard was the only information. Howard Stern. But when you get over, by the time I got over there, there were all these graphics and everything and a name for it, you know? And it was like under attack or under siege or whatever. They're just trying to, yeah, man.
Put that fear right back in you, dude.
I know.
At any second now.
Damn, that's crazy.
Be obliterated.
I was watching the news the other day, and I haven't seen the news in a long time. They say a lot of fucking shit that doesn't matter just to fill up an hour,
just
dude.
Just to fill it up.
Bro, let me tell you right now, man. What the
fuck? Your whole life news has been 24 hours, right?
If this podcast... Yeah,
yeah. Your whole life.
If this podcast was as big as Joe Rogan or more, they'll be mentioning this guy calling on my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the news, all they do now the is podcast they show will be like tweets. This.
Caller from Santana.
Yeah. They show just tweets and responses. Articles
going on the
articles
internet.
From Facebook. That's all they show on the news.
I don't want to read people's tweets.
I feel like calling NBC at 10 going, motherfucker, I saw this at 5 a.m. What are you telling me now?
When your grandpa's clicking on now.
What's up, bro? What you doing for the New Year's? Anything planned for the New Year, this New Year? Anything changing? You're going to move to Bakersfield? What's going on?
No, Charles, I'm going to stay here.
Going to reopen Fallas Paredes again.
Nah, I'm actually by myself right now. My wife and kids went to Mexico.
Orale.
Time to have fun, homie.
Hey, dude. It's strip club time,
go
dude.
Get a massage, bro.
I know a spot.
Go call Don't Trip.
She won't trip.
What part of Mexico they go to?
They went to Michoacán.
Oh, shit.
Michigan.
La Piedad, homie.
Yurecuaro.
Right there by las momias de fucking Guanajuato, dude.
Yeah, so I've been having a lot of time on my hands, spending a lot of time with the boys, and now
just wants to hang out.
You gonna do that meet and greet tonight?
Hell yeah, bro! I can't wait to see you at a show, bro.
Oh, bro, I've seen you a few times, buddy. Actually, the first time I seen you was when I was 11 years old. Qué Locos.
Oh, thank you, bro.
11.
Hell yeah. Damn. Qué Locos, bro. I love that show. Man, let me tell you, bro. George Lopez, when we were taping these shows at the Ice House,
all of them were taped?
Yes. George Lopez was fucking killing as a host. He was probably the biggest host Qué Locos ever had, but he was probably the only host that was killing and like the energy was up, man. Like if you were not a good comic, you were gonna bomb. But everybody did good when he was hosting.
It's right before he blew up.
He was like, I don't know, I couldn't believe he said yes to it. But that fool had killed me when he said that. He said when I was a little kid, I wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and his grandma grabbed him by the ear and said, "You want to see Chuck E. Cheese?" And he pulled the refrigerator and a rack came out.
Classic.
Thanks for calling, bro. Love you, man.
Hey, you guys have a great new year, 2023. Make it happen.
Likewise.
Hey, bro, when you were 11, were you laughing a lot? Like, ah, ha, ha?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I kind of grew up a little... I knew everything what you guys were talking about.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Hell yeah, bro. I'm 80 now. Thank you. Love you, man. Thank you for calling.
How do you feel when somebody said they grew up with you at 11? They started watching.
An old wizard, man. I feel like I should be laying with my legs out with white hair. With a white gown and shit like God.
With a triton right there.
When you start going gray, do you think you're going to let yourself go all gray? Like Freddy Fender?
I'll do it when nobody wants to watch me in no movies.
But maybe they want you as a grandpa.
And I'll do it.
And you stay gray.
I'll do it.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Thanks for calling again. Didn't you just call from Atlanta?
Nah, this is El Capitan.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! We have a legend.
Oh wait, this is Carlos.
Yeah, well, this is another Carlos.
Captain Crunch right here, dude.
This is not El Capitan.
Yeah. This is Capitan 49.
Capitan with a K. Yeah.
It's not El What's Capitan up, 108, though.
This is the Capitan from...
Oh, that's you. Then they're Carlos, no?
Where the fool from?
Yeah, that's my real name. That's
I mean,
my
what the hell?
Name.
Government name.
Captain
Shut up.
Of the we ship all... right here.
Catholic. Where are you coming
act
from?
Like you're all secretive. Come on.
007 over here.
Illinois.
He's in Chicago.
Oh,
Chicago.
That's right. Illinois, bro. He's the guy that had a friend of the Trumper, right?
I don't know about that.
That what?
No, you the guy that drove the truck and had a friend at the Trumper?
No, he's the one that broke his hip in the snow and the ice.
Wait, what? He's snowboarding?
He slipped. No, he what? Slipped like in
he
front
was running
of his
from
house.
Ice and he broke his hip?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke his hip
last
year.
So that was you? Yeah.
Ouch.
You sound different, bro.
Yeah, that was me.
He does sound different.
My hip and my femur.
Oh, and your femur.
God damn, isn't
Yay.
The femur the biggest bone in the
yes,
body?
Yeah. The largest
my
bone
dad broke his femur too, bro, walking.
Did he really?
Really?
God, he must have been out of work for like 2 months, Maybe 3 months.
He broke it when he was out of work already.
That's a tough injury to that's come a, back from, man.
Oof. That's a big bone.
Well, my dad told me what he broke. He goes, wow, I thought only basketball players get hurt like that.
How'd you slip?
Man, I was wearing Crocs in the snow.
Oh, that's why, dude.
Yeah, I fell down the
Crocs
flight of
in
stairs.
The snow. You didn't tell me that. It all makes sense now.
He was taking the trash out.
Actually, I was, fool.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. We're coming from walking a dog like a week ago. And I normally make sure to watch every step because I'm fat as hell and I might hurt something. But this time I didn't pay attention, fool. And my fucking leg. It just kept sliding forward, bro.
Oh, my God.
Well, you
dude.
Stepped in
but,
the puddle.
But I went like this,
it's been
dog.
Raining for like 2 weeks.
I saw me.
A little fine
bro,
mud in there.
I saw me
There's
slip.
A little bit of mud,
I
right?
saw me like slip away, bro.
He
like,
hydroplaned.
Like, I saw me slip away, and I knew
you
if,
tear
I
a muscle
if I would
like
have
that,
fell
bro.
To the side or try to do anything to
yeah,
stop
muscle.
This, I would have got hurt. So I just slid, bro, with my and then. Didn't hurt nothing.
He went with the flow.
I went with the flow, and I got up like an angel, bro.
It's better like to a, wash clothes.
Like a fat ballerina, dog.
What?
At least I got hurt with an extension cord, man.
No, I got hurt with an
extension cord. A contractor like Lisa?
Well, like, well he was, it wasn't left. I knew the cord was there. It had been there for a couple months already.
Damn.
Was that a year ago?
It was January 2022. Sorry.
Whoa.
Yes. It was
that little bicycle?
It was the first like 4 months
Scooter.
Of my life wow. last year. It was
sucks,
really sucked. It was she right after.
Broke
up,
a toenail before that.
No, it's the day after Tropa Magica was here, right? Yeah. Yeah, that really sucked, man. I can't, it feels like a lifetime ago, though.
That feels a long time ago. Damn, dude.
What's up, Capitan? Thank
Suffered
you for calling,
silence.
Bro. For yeah, being man. A true fan. Hopefully, we'll get to meet you in person in Chicago at the Vic.
We will, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Don't fall apart
oh,
on us.
Oh, by the way, okay, so everybody's talking about Guest House. You're still on Guest House. Pauly Shore movie on
yes.
Netflix.
And I'm in a new movie that's coming out January 17 called...
You People.
You People with Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill...
Directed,
Andrew Schultz.
I saw the trailer. That shit's funny, dude.
It's got Laura London in it and also directed by Kenya Barris.
Kenya Barris. A lot of people in
it's
it, man.
It's a big deal. So when you That's see awesome, it, dude. If you see it,
Share
even
it.
Even if you don't, if Felipe's not in it that much, we don't know how much is going to get cut out or whatever. It's like a party scene, a strip club and all that. Go hit up Kenya Barris on his Instagram and say, man, I love that you put Felipe in that movie. It helps.
Yeah,
Kenya
man.
Kenya likes Felipe, by the way.
And also hit up Eddie Murphy, too. Tell him, I love you in that
I don't
movie.
Think Eddie Murphy has any social media.
Thank you, man. His fake son did, remember?
I told you, he's doing stand-up in his kitchen for his friends. That's it.
You said that Eddie Murphy had a fake son?
Yeah, or what the fuck? Brando Murphy?
Brando.
He came out on TMZ, I remember.
Brando.
Dude, he yeah, milked that shit. He went on tour with Mason Pryor.
Eddie will claim all kids that come to him, except this kid.
And
it wasn't him.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
Because I was reading Brando.
Mason Pryor related to Richard Pryor?
Yeah, that's his son, yeah.
Or the boxer Aaron Pryor.
No, it's Richard.
But it's funny, I was just like, even like I was reading like, you know, the bio, like Eddie Murphy's bio, like, wait a minute. And I was reading the other bio of Brandon Murphy. He's from San Jose. I don't think Eddie Murphy ever had kids in San Jose, dude.
Man.
And then after that, that's when somebody told Charlie Murphy, "Oh man, your nephew's doing really good." What nephew? And then that's how fucking the whole shit happened. Really? Dude. Yeah.
Bro, that reminded me of something.
Well, they said that to Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
You should have done it now.
What was the name of that tap dancer from Running Scared with Billy Crystal?
Gregory Hines. Gregory Hines,
yeah.
I saw him in Santa Monica.
I heard a story that there was a guy at the comedy store one time hanging around, talking about he's Gregory Hines' son. And he was talking to Damon Wayans, you know, like, hey, what up, right? And then Damon Wayans goes, go talk to one of my brothers.
Oh, my God.
Gregory Hines' son, bro.
There's always little sons that pop
remember
out.
Later on, you know, God willing, I won't die soon, but somebody heard a pop and goes, yeah, man, I'm in Esparza too.
It's a low key.
It's like an obscure celebrity.
Remember there was back in the day, the Raul Julia's
son? Like, that's believable because you're Latino, though. Raul Julia.
Oh, you know,
like,
Anthony
Maria.
Anthony Quinn's grandson.
Oh, yes, Momo.
Oh, yeah. La Ina Maria's daughter?
Yeah, Myrna.
I mean,
aren't you
all Cepillin's son?
Cepillin's son.
Yeah. Cepillin's son.
Oh, yeah. I hear Adrian from Rocky.
It's Martin Shire.
I didn't know that Taylor Shire was homeboy's
Jason Schwartzman's mom. Yeah. And Francis Ford Coppola's sister and Nicolas Cage's aunt.
Yeah. And that guy's from the band Rooney, an old indie band.
Who? What's up, man? Put up the shows Rooney? Again. An old indie band, Rooney.
Yeah.
Rooney. I don't know Rooney. Who's Rooney?
Mickey Rooney.
Talia Shire's son's band.
Plays drums,
Jason
right?
Schwartzman's band?
Brother's band.
Oh, his brother. Yeah.
Check out those dates, people. We'll see you at the shows.
Oh, scoot it over. Oh, there you go.
The big food tour.
We have more dates coming, obviously. And not all dates are on sale. Pretty much after April,
we got some new ass merch, man, that you're going to love. Oh. New hoodies.
We're going to make new hoodies with this image on it, the tour image. But I'm not going to put dates on because it's hard to keep up with the dates. They keep getting added. So
we're going to have a poster for sale, too, with all the dates.
I think we'll have a poster for sale at the live shows only. Yeah, I haven't decided yet.
When we go to like a woodsy area, we should recreate that Bigfoot video. You walking in. Towards the woods
in Washington, in Squamish, of course.
That'd be funny.
Squamish, you have to take a ferry from Seattle to the little island. It takes an hour, 45 minutes.
I hope he don't have an attitude.
That's gonna be right there where the Bigfoot's from, and D.B. Yeah. Cooper landed.
D.B. Cooper,
we're gonna be looking for him, bro.
In Squamish, exactly, or what?
Those little areas right there by like in between Oregon.
And I would love to get a little Airbnb on the water right there.
Hell yeah.
That'd be nice.
On Squamish, to get there, you got to catch a ferry and you got to put the car in the ferry and then get to the area and still drive another 40 minutes, I think.
No, it's about 15 minutes once you get over there, I think.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy, huh? Ferries and shit.
It's funny. All I know about Squamish is it's the place.
Are we
going to
fly
into
Squamish or fly into Seattle
and
take the ferry?
There's no flying to Squamish.
And there's going to be a hotel in Squamish?
I think so. I haven't booked any travel.
Badass names.
You know, I have an assistant who books travel, you know.
I want to get to a day before just in case.
All right.
What's up, Food Podcast? What you drinking?
Honestly. Not enough is what I'm drinking.
Okay, don't drive. All right, people. It's raining out there.
I brought some Rosca de Reyes.
Let's see, bring it.
I saw that.
Yeah, so let's see who finds the baby Jesus.
Yeah. Are we going to eat it right now? Oh,
you
my God.
Pay for
just
the
bring it.
If you find it, right?
It's not even good.
It's not good.
No? Rosca's not good.
I had a Rosca one time with three babies inside of it.
Are you serious?
East LA Rosca.
It's dry as fuck, dude. You already opened it?
We have a call.
Let me get some.
What are these little jelly things, the red and green things?
Oh, that's that ugly shit they put in Devil Food's Cake.
You know, I tried to call our handyman to fix our toilet, and he said, oh, I'm going up to Fresno for Armenian Christmas. I was like, fuck, Armenian Christmas. It's this Friday, the 6th.
What's up, caller? Last caller of the night.
The 6th.
Who's this?
Tres Reyes.
Oh, yeah. Ramon.
Who?
Ramon.
Ramon Herrera?
What's up, Ramon?
Ramon Herrera.
What's up,
the prop master?
That's my dad's name.
Yeah.
The prop master.
Abba.
I like Ramon
Yeah.
He has some funny comments lately.
How are you, Ramon?
Good, man. How you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Is that a date?
Not New Year's. It's the new year, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Happy
it's
New
only
Year.
One year we're talking about.
Yeah. Like it's fucking tamal, not tamale.
Not tamale.
That's right. Right. It's tamale. Then we get it wrong.
Tamal, and if it's plural, it's
such a mental dude for real.
Oh, look, it did come with three babies.
Whack.
What's up with that?
Ah, it's whack.
Is that to give the kids?
No, you gotta put your own baby in.
No, you put your babies in.
It's late now.
Oh, this gross. Sucks, man. So you don't even bake it in?
You're supposed
squish it in?
Artificially inseminate the cake, dude.
Ew. Go for it, bro. Is that how they always are?
No,
I've never seen a package of babies.
Yeah, you're supposed to bake. Yeah, look.
Oh my God, my arthritis. Hold on a second. I'm not gonna hold it.
What's up, bro? You got a new year resolution?
Yeah, man. Just get better at my craft.
You know? Oh, that's right. You do good crafts.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, he makes all sorts of props for movies, by the way. This guy, Ramon Herrera, in the chat.
Yeah, did you guys watch that Black Panther movie?
Yeah.
No, we didn't see it all the way through. Rodrigo, you saw it.
I saw the wings.
You saw it, right?
Which one?
Black Panther, the new one.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
You fell asleep?
Yeah,
I did too, dog.
Oh, she was did. Fucking tired, bro.
Yeah, we did that, man.
The what?
The prop, you know, the concha that he gives him? That concha?
He gives him a concha in the movie. See, look, we fell asleep. Honestly, we fell asleep, and we didn't watch the rest.
I
fell asleep
that
in the beginning, though.
Oh, that's badass,
that's
dude.
Awesome, bro.
I feel so lame for falling asleep.
Yeah, I made that shit. That shit was fun.
Hell yeah.
When did we leave? We left that movie theater.
We left the movie when... God. Namor took that black chick swimming.
Who, the young girl? His cousin.
Oh, he took her down there.
Not his cousin.
Angela Bassett?
Not Namor's cousin. The little black girl in black.
Shuri.
Yeah,
Shuri took Shuri.
That's his cousin, though, isn't it?
Not Namor's cousin.
No, not Namor's cousin.
That's Black Panther's sister. Black Panther's sister.
Yeah.
The tech girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Then. Oh, shit.
You haven't seen it? You're telling us to see it. You made the props.
Take my props back.
What the fuck are you talking about, Ramon?
What's up, Ramon?
Raymond.
Get better your craft, homie. Happy New Year, dog. Watch the movies.
Hey, happy New Year. You guys keep doing your thing, man.
We will, bro.
Thanks a lot for all the laughs.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling, man. Everybody who's listening, Happy New Year. We love you. We're going to keep doing this podcast. We're on episode 400 and something, right?
Yeah. 17.
Good night, everybody.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
What about 420?
9:30.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to have to end right now.